Today's reading begins in 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 1. 1 Chronicles 11, verse 1. Then all Israel gathered together to David at Hebron and said, "Behold, we are your bone and flesh. In times past, even when Saul was king, it was you who led out and brought in Israel. And the Lord your God said to you, 'You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over my people Israel.' So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed King David king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, that is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. The inhabitants of Jebus said to David, 'You will not come in here.' Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. David said, 'Whoever strikes the Jebusites first shall be chief and commander.' And Joab the son of Zeruiah went up first, so he became chief. And David lived in the stronghold, therefore it was called the city of David. And he built the city all around from the middle and complete circuit, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. And David became greater and greater, for the Lord of hosts was with him. Now these are the chiefs of David's mighty men, who gave him strong support in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. This is an account of David's mighty men: Jeshubim, a Hachmonite, and chief of the three. He wielded his spear against 300 whom he killed at one time. And next to him among the three mighty men was Eleazar the son of Dodo the Ahohite. He was with David at Pasdamim when the Philistines were gathered there for battle. There was a plot of ground full of barley, and the men fled from the Philistines. But he took his stand in the midst of the plot and defended it and killed the Philistines. And the Lord saved them by a great victory. Three of the 30 chief men went down to the rock to David at the cave of Adullam, when the army of the Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then Bethlehem. And David said longingly, 'Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate.' Then the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. But David would not drink it. He poured it out to the Lord and said, 'Far be it from me that before my God that I should do this. Shall I drink the lifeblood of these men? For at the risk of their lives they brought it.' Therefore he would not drink it. These things did the three mighty men. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, was chief of the 30. And he wielded his spear against 300 men and killed them and won a name besides the three. He was the most renowned of the 30 and became their commander, but he did not attain to the three. And Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, was a valiant man of Kabzeel, a doer of great deeds. He struck down two heroes of Moab. He also went down and struck down a lion in a pit on a day when the snow had fallen. And he struck down an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits tall. The Egyptian had in his hand a spear like a weaver's beam, but Benaniah went down to him with a staff and snatched the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These things did Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, and won a name besides the three mighty men. He was renowned among the 30, but he did not attain to the three, and David set him over his bodyguard. The mighty men were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammath of Harod, Helez the Pelonite, Ira the son of Ikish of Tekoa, Ebiezer of Anathoth, Sibbekai the Hushathite, Eli the Ahohite, Maharai of Netopha, Heled the son of Bana of Netopha, Ithai the son of Ribai of Gibeah of the people of Benjamin, Benaiah of Pirathon, Hurai of the brooks of Gesh, Abiel the Arbathite, Asmaveth of Bahurum, Eliaba the Shalbonite, Hashem the Gizanite, Jonathan the son of Shagi the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sakar the Hararite, Eliphal the son of Ur, Hefer the Mecharathite, Ahijah the Pelonite, Hezro of Carmel, Nari the son of Esbai, Joel the brother of Nathan, Mibhar the son of Hagri, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai of Beeroth, the armor-bearer of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabab the son of Eli, Adina, the son of Shiza, the Reubenite, a leader of the Reubenites, and 30 with them. Hanan, the son of Micah, and Jehoshaphat, the Mithnite. Isaiah, the Ashrathite. Shema and Jael, the sons of Hotham, the Aroerite. Jadiel, the son of Shimri, and Joha, his brother, the Tizzite. Eliel, the Mahavite, and Jerubai, and Joshaviah, the sons of Elnam, and Ithma, the Moabite, Eliel, and Obed, and Jasiel, the Mezobite. So you're noticing that sometimes we get this little condensed version of what we saw in Kings, and then we get a lot of names along with it. So the Chronicles really becomes a chronicling of these different things, a little bit of history along with it, and then all the people that were associated with it. And so you probably recognized some of the names as we went through this, that we've talked about those names before. And so all of this is recorded with a purpose in order to have all these things chronicled. It's very important for the Jewish people, and it fits into this tapestry of the Old Testament for us in order to flesh out all of these things as we carry on reading through the history of Israel and soon to be the divided kingdom. So thank you for listening today as we continue to make our way through, and please, as always, continue in prayer that God may be with us all.